Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the secrets of Goatman's Bridge with author Becky Vickers. What is it that you, or have you really thought about this? What draws these spirits to this bridge? Because it wasn't like, now Oscar definitely has a connection, but the Daughtrys, they weren't right there. Steve maybe wasn't right there. Is there something that's drawing spirits in to the bridge?
Carol, that is the weird, that's the mystery of it all. There are lots of people that come to the bridge that commit suicide. There's lots of people that go missing. As recent as last year, there was a body found. There is like all of this death related to the bridge. And what it is that draws people there, I don't know. Why is it the bridge that somebody wants to come, you know, take their life and take their last breath there? I don't understand, but I do feel that someone, you know, maybe in a weakened state of mind, the darkness and the heaviness of the bridge could definitely play tricks with somebody that maybe was going through something at the time. And there's just a lot of negativity at the bridge that might could influence decisions, I guess, maybe.
I mean, that makes some sense if you go there and you feel heaviness. You know, because like in a different way, you are drawn to it. Not
exactly.
In a tragic way, but maybe it's a curious way. But I mean, you've been going there for 20 years. You wrote a book. You take tours there. So it must have a powerful draw.
Well, the history is quite interesting. But now that I feel like I'm familiar with the spirits out at the bridge. So after doing it so long and going to the location, I feel like a personal connection. I'm extremely protective of some of the spirits out at the bridge. But over the years, definitely the bridge has changed, and not for the better. It has a reputation of satanic worship, of devil worshiping, black magic. These things are very, very common at the bridge. I see them all the time when I do tours. I see pentagrams drawn. Even the local police have talked about dogs and cats going missing in the area that they will find I hate to say it, but nailed to a tree and different sort of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I think there is a lot of satanic stuff, and it's gotten to be a place for darkness right now.
And has that kind of changed? I mean, there's obvious changes, like, because that would just creep me out if I was taking a tour with you and I saw anything associated with any of that. But has just the feeling of the spirits at the bridge, the heaviness, has that changed too?
I think so.
How could it not?
I know. I think it definitely affects them. It makes spirits fearful. I mean, a lot of times people forget spirits are just like they were living. You know, they see, they hear things, and all of this summoning of the devil and monsters and mythical stuff going on. You know, that's a whole different world than I'm used to. And I'm very cautious, and I will tell my guests, you know, look, I can help you with ghosts all day long, even bad guys, you know, but if it was never non-human, something demonic, that is not in my wheelhouse. It's not something I want to be a part of. It's not something I feel comfortable being around or taking my guests around. So if we see, like one time we found, it's going to sound terrible, but a squirrel carcass that had been skinned, and in the middle was a black candle with pentagram, and it was horrible. Sorry, tour's over. We need to go back to where it's a little bit safer.
I couldn't imagine that. But at the same time, with the legends around this bridge, with the stories that have been shared and people's experiences there, then I could see, you know, those types of people who do that sort of thing. That's exactly the place they're looking for.
Exactly. And unfortunately, when Ghost Adventures were here, we did a Halloween special, and it was called Route 666. And in the special, Jay, which was one of the crew, drew this big circle and wanted to do a summons sort of reenactment thing. I begged them not to do it. Please, not here. You're going to do this. You're going to call this thing in. And then you're going to get on your big fancy bus and go back to Las Vegas. And we're stuck with what you called in here.
Right.
But, you know, what? They don't care what I say. They're big stars
or
whatever.
But this is going to make great television, Becky.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what it did. I mean, it was a very, you know what? Everything that you saw on the show, for any of your listeners that go watch it, is not 100% true, didn't happen the way that they said it happened, because it was made for a Halloween special. Nothing that I said or I did was made up or anything like that, even though I can say they asked me to say things that I would absolutely refuse not to. My reputation's on the line in the paranormal field, and I'm not faking. I'm not saying anything unless I've seen it, done it, that sort of thing. But Of course, in their filming, you know, they made this big ritual thing where Jay read from a damn brim of a hat, of a cap. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. Like, and I think that's where it went awry, because after that, then people wanted to start doing all of this summoning stuff to the area. And I think it gained a popularity from that, unfortunately.
Of course it would have, because people saw the show and then they're like, hey, that is definitely the place to go. They did it. Let's go do it.
Exactly.
And even people who aren't experienced in it, which could be even worse, decide they're going to go there and summon something because they saw it done on TV.
Exactly.
Wow.
And, you know, you're summoning this. The thing that he had written down was some creature sort of thing from thousands and thousands of years ago. And he's calling this thing into the bridge. And that's one thing, I guess, too, for your listeners. If you do pay a visit to Goatman's Bridge, please don't ask open-ended questions. Don't ask who's here, who wants to talk to me, who wants to touch me, because you could get anything with that. So do a little bit of research on your location. So ask to talk to Rebecca, the 14-year-old. Ask Rebecca to touch your hand. Or you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Be familiar with who you're wanting to communicate with, especially at this bridge.
What do you think is, or is there any truth to seeing the half man, half goat creature? Do you think that's a legend of the bridge?
I think it started out as a legend because of Oscar, but I do believe there has been a mythical creature summons to the location called a sayer, and that is half man, half goat. And I have seen something that I can honestly say resembled that one time coming through the woods on that bridge, that it had a huge head and horns kind of wrapped around towards the face. It never said anything. It just kind of floated through the woods up to the end of the bridge. I wasn't the only person that saw it, which is what was great. I had a small group of people out. It was like maybe five of us, and they all saw it too. But that is the only time I've ever seen anything that resembled Goatman. But I think I could say that I did see Goatman.
I would have been terrified.
Yeah, it was kind of scary, I'm not going
to
lie.
How did the people in your group deal with that? Like on the way back to town, was everybody just...
Oh, yeah.
We were freaking out. What happened?
We were freaking out. They were screaming. They were screaming because it was very vivid. It was very, again... the horns, when that people say goat, I think of maybe small horns, but this was like a big ram head of goats that curled upward towards the face. And hell yes, we were scared. It was like, what is that? And it just slowly came up. We're screaming and freaking out because we're just like, what the hell? And then it just slowly turns and goes back down into the woods.
Do you think that maybe someone was like, this is going to be funny, and they could have dressed up like that?
I want to say yes, but it was the body. We didn't see like hooves, you know, like the legend is maybe the body has hooves or whatever. This was more of a sheet. And unfortunately, I related that to the KKK that used to wear sheets. And then the goat head. So I think this was something created and summoned here. But when it turned around to go back into the woods, there were no feet. There were no shoes, no anything, because I definitely had the state of mind to look, is this somebody messing with us? It was real, real late at night. But there were no feet. There were no feet.
Now, for real, if that would happen to me, I would have never gone back there again. I would have been like, that was my sign. I respect that. I will never go back. But you have. You continue to go back.
With caution. I definitely go back with caution.
The next time after you went back after that, that had to have been hard to do, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even as an experienced ghost hunter, I mean, bravery only goes so far. Yeah, I was tortured at the thought of walking through those woods. Please, Lord, don't let me see that thing again. And I have not seen it since that one night. But absolutely, it's traumatizing.
Now, the little girl, Rebecca, she... attached herself to you at one point, you think?
She did. And oh my goodness, I love Rebecca. I feel extremely connected to her. First, we have the same name, but I do think that she followed me home. And I think that's where people get confused about attachments. A lot of people think, oh, an attachment, it's automatically going to be bad. It wants to hurt me. It wants to cause havoc. But it's quite the opposite. A lot of times people have attachments because that spirit likes you or feels connected to you in some way. And it's like meeting somebody new. Oh, that's a nice person. I would hang out with them. I think I'll go where they're going. Oh, they're going to go over there. Let's go with them. But she definitely, I believe, came home with me one night. All the water faucets in my house came on full blast. I've had things go missing and show up in the most random places. And, you know, once I figured it out who I thought it was, which was Rebecca, because I always talk to her. I always play with her even when I go by myself. And I go by myself a lot in the day, not at night. But, you know, I'm talking to her. Rebecca, how are you doing? Did you play today? What did you do? You know, I had to sage the house and ask Rebecca to go back. And that we would always meet at the same place we originally met, you know, that was where we would meet.
Now, your house that you're living in is not the 1899 Bolton Street house. So that is not where this happened with the things turning on and off. I'm assuming at the house you were living in, those sorts of things didn't regularly happen.
No, not like they did when I think Rebecca was here. But over the years, you know, I've definitely have stuff go on. I have a lot of haunted objects upstairs in what I call my office that people have given me. Nothing bad, nothing, everything's playful, but I've still had occurrences. But I'm really good with it now. I mean, I just will say, hey, guys, y'all got to knock it off. You know, stop messing with the lights or stop moving my stuff or whatever it is. I still have an occasional occurrences. But when Rebecca here, it was really a lot. And then I'm not getting the feeling that it's somebody trying to scare me or hurt me. It's more playful. And I'm like, okay, I think this is Rebecca that's here. I think she came home with me. Well, so we have to go back.
And a Rebecca would be like, what is this? Oh, my gosh, yes. Water is coming out of this. Here's another one. Water's coming out of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is this? I'm going to move it over here. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so interesting. But I like the way that you respectfully said, you know, you have to go back and I will always meet you at the place where we met.
I told her that's our special place. And so that's where we have to meet, at our special place. But she has to go there and wait till I can come visit.
And there was a time on the bridge, and I'm trying to remember the story, where you had a ball. And the ball started moving.
Oh my gosh, that was the best. Yes, that was actually a long time ago when they first started doing paranormal shows. My ghost stories came out because I submitted the video. We had a ball in the center of the bridge and we're talking to Rebecca and I say, Rebecca, move the ball, you know, move the ball for us. And it actually starts rocking back and forth, because here's a little trick for people that do investigating. You take these little stickers that you do like at garage sales or something, and you put those on a ball. So when it moves, so it's easier to see on your audio, on your video, when those dots are moving.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe then a solid white ball, you could put orange dots on it and you'll see the dots move easier. So we had done that, and we actually caught on video a little tiny shadow that comes up and starts moving the ball. It was the coolest thing. We all knew it was Rebecca. I mean, it was greatness.
And that would be hard to recreate, like making a ball move. And I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was in the center of a bridge and you can see everyone around it. You can see their feet. You can see we were sitting perfectly still. No one could be able to cast a shadow on the ball, like they walked up and moved it. It was super cool.
And it's interesting, with all Rebecca's siblings, you think that more of them would be there.
I know. I don't talk to many of her siblings. She and Oscar are pals. A lot of times I'll say, you know, Oscar, do you see Rebecca? And I might get, you know, flashlight session, yes, no. Or an actual EVP, yes, or she's here, or something like that. So I definitely think those two are connected. But I don't talk to the siblings much. Now, the siblings were older, and I love talking with kids' spirits. That's just, I love talking to kids' spirits. They're so eager with today's modern technology to find out what this is. You know, what is that little ball, like a cat ball that lights up? How does that work? So I guess because they're older and I just have never really focused on the brothers and sisters much.
And I could see that with kids. It's like they're fascinated and they're more curious than adults.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Now, how often do you take tours to the bridge? Do you do it on a regular basis in nice weather?
Well, right now we're bracing for this hurricane coming through.
Oh, that's right.
I don't do the tours during the summer because the snakes are just ridiculous and they're very poisonous, copperheads and water moccasins. But in the fall, usually in October months, I'll do every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then in November, December, January, I usually try to do one weekend out of the month.
It would be so fun and scary. now that I've read the book and I've had the conversation with you, I think I'm brave enough to go, but am I?
Yes, you are, Carol.
Because I want to have the whole weekend. I want to go to the house. I want to do this. But you can go to Becky's website, and it's becksghosthunters.com, and I'll put a link on the show notes so you can just click right there and go to her website, and all the information's there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so they can they book the tour through the website as well?
I have not posted any for the remainder of the year. But once I post the tour dates, they can.
So just keep watching for that.
Yes.
Because it gets hot down there.
It's hotter than blazes right now,
very
Carol.
Hot. It has been very hot. We had this random cool weather come through. I don't know why, but I'm grateful for it. It's been in the 80s, and I'm like, yay for that.
Oh, my Lord. I think it was last week, legitimately, the temperature was like 109 or something.
Oh,
it was ridiculous.
And the combination of the heat, and then as soon as you mentioned snakes, I'm like, oh, hell no.
I'm not even brave with the snakes. I'm just going to be upfront about that.
You can handle Steve, but not the snakes. I don't blame you.
Yes.
Now, the book is The Secrets of Goatman's Bridge. Now, I found it on Amazon. I just downloaded it to my Kindle. Super easy. Is that the best place to buy it, or can they also get it through the website?
No, it is not available on the website, but you can. Right now, it's only available on Amazon. But yes, you can get it, download it to a Kindle or a hardback cover for $15.99, $15. I'm not exactly sure. But you guys should go out and get it and come take a visit at the bridge.
That's a thing. Once you read the book, and especially hearing you talk about it, it really does. Like, it makes me want to go see it for myself.
Everybody needs to see it at least 10 times.
That brings up one last question. How many times would you guesstimate that you have been there?
Oh, hundreds. In the hundreds. When I first started going out there, because I live legitimately like 15 minutes from the bridge, I was going out there every day. And then when I would go do research at the library or the historical society, then I'd want to go back and see if I could find the location. You know, oh, I think maybe the saloon was here. Oh, maybe this was where Oscar's house was, you know. Hundreds, too many to count.
And that wraps up our conversation with author Becky Vickers about her book, The Secrets of Goatman's Bridge, True Tales of Chilling Paranormal Encounters at One of the Most Haunted Bridges in America. You can find her book on Amazon, and you can get more information about Becky and her tours of Goatman's Bridge at becksghosthunters.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there, also all ad free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine.
So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.